it's time for Rain and Shine, your weekly regional science update, where we explore how the planet works and how we work with the planet. Ice, snow, sleet, steam, vapor, fog, clouds, rains, rivers, lakes, oceans, sweat, and tears. Water. It is life. 71% of Earth's body and 60% of ours. It is an essential element, physically and mythically. In both regards, it is often characterized by being in motion. Flowing, ebbing, falling, freezing, melting, vaporizing, condensing, ever cycling through the states of gas, liquid, and solid. I've been spending time with the solid state of water a lot recently. I love ice and the many shapes and textures it takes. In patches of what was mud, I kneel and peer down at crystallized particles of soil, caught up with water and formed into solid crystalline swords and spears. I run my hands over smooth, curved sheaths of ice shaped around rocks in the river. I step in anticipation on delightfully crackable thin crusts covering hollow puddles. I wade and run and glide through fields and hillsides of light, fluffy powder. And then there are the snowflakes themselves, billions and billions of unique, tiny, six-sided crystals that fall from the sky. They dazzle in the light of the sun, making the world more beautiful and simple. They twinkle under the big, bright moon, millions of fairy-sized disco balls. I like to think that they are the birthplace of the unsurpassable inspiration for all that glitters. I came upon them this week in awesome whirling swarms, white gold dancing in the drafts of air meeting warm at the uprising from the lip of the Black Canyon. Crystallized, water in this winter wonderland is solid and still. While they may blow in the air or fall from the sky, ice itself does not move. Like the season, it holds together tight and close, moving very slowly, if at all. As water molecules cool, they lose thermal energy, heat, and as that energy goes, the water molecules begin to slow down until at 0 degrees Celsius or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, they stand still and condense, locking together to form solid ice. The sweet spherical liquid drops of water that we know turn into pyramids with a flat base and pointy triangular tips. As the ice is warmed under the sun, it regains energy and the molecules relax back into roundness and begin to move and move until they break apart and eventually flow around each other, forming liquid water. Water molecules that continue to warm and gain energy eventually move so fast that they leave their liquid state to become a gas, evaporating into the air. In the air, they rise, and under pressure or temperature change, they start to congregate. More and more of them collect and they become clouds. If they continue to come together, they will become heavy and cool until they condense back into liquid and fall as rain. Snowflakes are formed when water vapor hits very cold air and bypasses the liquid state, forming immediately into a solid. Scientists call this process deposition. Less lovely when it's cold, but just not quite cold enough. Water molecules turn from vapor to liquid and then to a semi-solid state, which we not so fondly know as sleet. When water molecules move directly from a solid state, ice or snow, into vapor and bypass their liquid state, it's called sublimation. We see a lot of this here in the Rocky Mountains as warm winds pass over snowy fields, causing the snow to evaporate instead of melt. Warmer atmospheric temperatures are causing water to heat up and move more quickly. More heat in the atmosphere means that more water vapor can be held in the atmosphere before it falls as rain. This contributes to both extremely heavy rainfall and storms, and also prolonged severe droughts. Too much energy, too much heat, the water cycle moves too fast and gets too heavy on one end, throwing it out of balance. In our conversations about global warming and the disruption it is causing to our water cycles, I'd like to invite us to think about how speed drives the shifting shapes of water and what we can do to help it slow down, to get it to stick around longer, keeping it with us as liquid on the Earth's surface and as snow and ice that we delight to play in our winter seasons. For me, with my 60% water body, this looks like slowing down and enjoying being still, taking time to revel in the fact that we live on a planet where crystals fall from the sky. You've been listening to Rain and Shine, a production of the Learning Council, produced by Corey Stanton and written and narrated by me, Calla Rose Ostrander. To submit your nature and science questions, email us at rainshineweekly@gmail.com or visit our Facebook page. And thanks for listening.